Praise the Lord,
Love
everybody.
Talk Radio.
God bless all of you. This is Dr. Bernard Johnson, from Boston. I think we have someone who has perhaps have your two lines open, and that causes us a double feedback. I want you, if you would, mute your line, everyone. We just appreciate you so much. That's so wonderful, darlings. God bless you, my brothers, my sisters. Thank you so much. You know, I was out of town in Georgia, and I was thinking about you all. We have some of the smartest people, I believe, in the world on this prayer line. Just brilliant. And I want to humble myself before you. And then as I say that, the Lord, it's kind of like a double negative. Lord, I don't know nothing, but I depend on you. Except through you, I know many things. I have the spirit of discernment. I have you, God, who searches out things and reveals them. I just praise you for what you have done and who you are. And so, but I will remember you all. An amazing grace, we have a lot of smart people, and on this line, we have a lot of smart people. So, I'm grateful to God for you. I really am. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, I just thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you for everything that you have ever done for us on this prayer line. For me, we appreciate you so much. Words cannot express how we feel about you. Words cannot express how much we thank you. God, we try to thank you 1,000 times a night, and we have. And with people coming from all over the world in different foreign countries, 195 different countries, we're able to try to get you 3 billion praises a night. And God, it's our privilege to do it. We're not looking for anything. Didn't come for nothing. Just looking for nothing is what I'm trying to say. We just came to love on you, Lord, and thank you for what you have done. We appreciate it. And we ask that you don't leave us. You said you would never forsake us. God, if we haven't gotten done what you told us to do, we're trying our best. Amen. Would you help us, please, and bless us, we pray. Bless the people on this prayer line. Now, I'm mindful of them. Like Solomon, when you showed up, he asked you for wisdom. And when you showed up for me, I asked you for compassion. I want to be compassionate toward these great people. They've been beat down enough, Lord, in my opinion. They've gone through enough storm. They've been in the storm too long. And they need your divine visitation. And the enemy has attacked them on every side. And I'm asking you to dispatch some of the angels that defeated even the angels sent them to help us. The ones that defeated Satan up in heaven. Michael, if you're not too busy, Lord, we need some of your powerful angels to help us. We pray that you help these precious people. Some are sick, help them heal. We know you as a healer. Turn them down, pick them up. Some have their backs against the wall. Help them, God. Yeah, they need you. And we're asking you this morning. Don't ask you for much. I'm asking you for these precious people that you help them. Some need their son saved. Some need their daughter saved. Some have little ones who are in prison. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. My God. Open up the prison door. And give them another chance, I pray. Some, God, are going through the storm and through the rain. Help them. Some need financial help. All kinds of miracles are needed on this line. Lord, we're the ones, these people that are on this line and perhaps others around the world. But we are part of the ones who are getting up just to give you praise and thanksgiving. We come as a conglomerate group, and I'm asking you, bless us collectively as well as individually. We give you praise and adoration. Now, Lord, forgive all sin on this line, confessed and unconfessed. Oh, God, forgive the sins of omission and commission. And yes, forgive all sin and sanctify the line that you might bless it bountifully. Oh, God, if you would pay us a visit, I know you're here today, and we appreciate it. And now, Lord, lift this line up, boundlessly help it, bless it. Give us what you want us to say, what you want us to do. Take over and bless those people, oh, God, who have come to bless you. Oh, in Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Oh, my God. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. God, anything you want to do on this line is all right with me and everybody else. My soul say yes. My soul say yes. My soul say yes. Oh, God, we say yes to you. Soul say yes. So say, we need you, Lord. We need you, Lord.
Glory, Jesus.
We need you, Lord.
Oh, glory, thank you.
We need you, Lord.
Glory to you.
Be you, Lord. Be you, Lord. Can I tell you something else? Can I tell you something else, Lord? May I? Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the presence of the Lord. Presence of the Lord is here. And whenever he stepped in the room, he's here for the reason. He's here for the reason.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you.
Lord,
you
know,
Jesus. The Lord. And he's here to do something.
Thank you, Lord.
Today. I just want him to have it. Amen. Oh, Lord. Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you all for being on the prayer line. I appreciate you all so much. I'll put you all as a lamb coming to a shepherd's tent. This is the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line. We don't take you for granted. We know that you are a great leader. We know that. And we'll try our best to be a blessing to you. I don't care how great you are. I found out that you need encouragement. All of your leaders on the line.
Okay.
It's wonderful to be a great leader, but you need to be encouraged. And you can make it. That's why I come on with that thought, and I must tell Jesus. I'm not trying to be, anything more than what I am and what God is in the process of making me. But, I learned that that song that says, I must tell Jesus, surrenders to God. Amen. And we tell him about it, and we praise him for it. So if y'all are awake, I'm moving forward this morning. Good morning.
Good morning
to everybody here.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning
to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, y'all, good morning to you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's speak to the Lord. I recognize he is in the room. And why would you let him be in your room and you play hard to get, acting like you don't even know he's there? Won't speak to him. I know you don't do him like that. Amen. Let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. I know
good
you're
morning,
here.
Lord.
Good morning,
Lord.
Good morning,
Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Good morning,
Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Good morning.
Thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for stopping by here to see about it. My.
Thank you for being in the room.
Glory.
Thank you, God.
Praise you. Praise you. Thank you.
Amen. I was at a banquet the other day, and there was a group that was performing, and they were singing a song, like I think it was called I Want to See Your Face. I want to see your face, or something like that. It immediately caught my attention. Let me say something to you all that may be a blessing to you. You got to watch the lyrics of the song. Amen. It's one, I guess it's, I don't even think it's wonderful, according to the scripture, to want to see his face. Because the word tells us that no man has seen the face of God and lived.
Amen, so, that's right.
Yeah, so if you want to see his face, that's saying to me, you know, that I want to die. You know, that's what they were saying to me. All I can hear is, I want to die.
So oh, my God.
Because anybody has seen God's face and lived. And if you know the word of God, you know that Moses, he asked that same question in Exodus, I believe around the 33rd chapter. And he asked God, may I see your glory? That's his face. And God responded in the word, no man has seen my face. He said, but what I'll do for you, Moses, in other words, because you have been trying to do my will so much and I've used you, even now he was getting ready to write the Ten Commandments. If you look around the 33rd chapter of Exodus, you'll find this. He was writing the Ten Commandments, and Moses got bold and said, Lord, let me see you. You know, you're talking, and I can't see you. Here I am. And God said, I'm not going to let you see me, but what I will do is hide you in the cleft of the rock. Mm-hmm. And when I have passed by, I will let you see my hind parts. In other words, I'll let you see my backside. And because he knew Moses, he didn't want to kill him. See, the glory of God is too bright for you to witness. It will kill you. That's why when Jesus was dying on the cross, I truly believe that the sun, the S-U-N, could not shine because the glory of God was being revealed when Jesus was dying. And when he died, the sun refused to shine. Well, it's been shining all that time. Why did it refuse to shine? Because the glory of God filled the air, filled the sky. It was too bright for the sun to shine. And how are you going to look at the sun for an hour and not have it affect your eyes? Yeah. look over in Revelations. It tells you that in the new city, Jerusalem, there is no night there. Why? Because God, His glory fills the city. Yeah. It always is day because His glory is there. And watch the lyrics that we sing, you know. You know, let's forget some time ago somebody sang the song, We Fall Down When We Get Up. That sounds good. Lyrics many times sound very, very good. They really do. But when you place a scripture with them, they don't really hold up. Because the word tells us, how shall we continue in sin? How shall we continue to fall down and get up? And God forbid, it says, you know, how shall we that are dead to sin continue any longer therein? In other words, we're to strive to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God. Amen. And yeah, we make mistakes, but we're to strive. Like the old saints were right. Now follow peace with all men and holiness, without no man shall see the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah. So, and we have to watch the lyrics that we sing, because these folk many times are singing lyrics that are really not scriptural. And they don't have a strong base in the Lord. They just sing stuff that catches, that will hit. And that will make money for them. So we have to be careful that the lyrics that we sing are all right. Just like the new preachers nowadays, they don't know nothing about the Lord. What are you talking about, the new preachers? I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the new preachers to our young people. Who are they? They're the rappers, the rap singers. I'm not talking about Christian rap. And many times, sometimes those words are just what they feel. But they're not scripturally based. They're not scripturally based. We have to be careful with what we allow to go into the heads of our young people, because a lot of these folks who are preaching, doing their rap, don't know nothing. Amen. They just, you know, they just got a gift, and gifts come without repentance. You have to remember, be careful with the lyrics. Amen. Because sometimes they will get you on the wrong track. Right, I love you. I said this in love. I'm not fussing at you or anything like that. I just want you to be careful. Love you. Amen. Let's open up the praise line. Amen. I love it when people are so eager to give praise reports. I love it when people are so compassionate. I want you to have compassion on me. I'm still kind of physically, you know, I need to rest a little bit more. And if you would, somebody would have compassion on me, would you receive the praise report today? I just want to offer it to you, if you will. Otherwise, I will go forward. Anybody in there who can receive the praise report? If so, jump in there. Amen. Anyone?
Good morning, this is Sheila Brown in Kansas, 913.
Hey,
good morning.
Sheila,
I'll receive them.
God bless you. You ready? Just before just before you come, I want to talk just a little bit about the convention, give all the information Can we do that this morning with excitement? Amen. We're all excited about the convention. I know you, everybody on the line, getting excited about the convention. Amen. And can we, let me see who can do that. And Dr. Hodges, can you give us that information about the convention? You always do such an excellent job. Thank you. If you're there, amen. Give us information about the convention. Thank you.
Morning.
All right. All right, Kenny. All right, we'll come back to it later. Bless the Lord, everybody. Don't forget, June the 9th through the 12th, we're coming to Kansas City, Kansas. Amen. We're looking for you. Got our people. Amen. And we're going to be looking for you here in Kansas City for a great, 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 great Holy Ghost time here in Kansas City. I want to tell you something. If you make that effort, let me tell you something. I believe the Lord spoke to me and said, anybody who's got any evidence while you're gone, God's going to fix that at home for you. You're trying to do something to be overwhelmingly anointed for the Lord, God can fix it while you're gone. Amen, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So, make that effort. God is going to bless you. Oh, like you have never seen. 2016, blessings like you never seen. Amen. And the anointing is going, my God. I wouldn't be surprised if somebody who came to convention and God would give you an overwhelming financial blessing back home while you are praying to him.
Thank you, Lord.
God will fix it for you. Mm-hmm. While you're praying to him, God will fix it for you. God bless you. Amen. Go ahead, Sister Sheila. Amen. We'll come back for that information about the convention board. Go ahead.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. This is Sheila Brown in Kansas. Just want to receive the praise reports this morning. If anyone out there that has some praise reports, you can come forward. We'd love to praise and hear them this morning.
Amen. I know the Lord's done something for you, Sister Sheila. We want to hear what the Lord has done for you and then ask for those other praises. That's good. Thank you.
Praise God. First of all, he woke me up, clothed in my right mind, and health and strength. And good morning, Jesus, and good morning, Chief Ambassador and First Lady Dr. Johnson. Yes, the Lord has done something for me. He's already established that I'm coming to the convention in June. And when you prayed the other day, you said, do anyone have a desire? God knows I have a desire to be there. He already established that I'm going there, and that's a blessing because I want to be there. And some women want to meet me, and I want to meet all the women too. So God just established in my heart, don't worry about nothing. You will be there. So I just thank him for allowing me to be there in advance.
Wow. Great. Go ahead. Anyone else? Go ahead, Sister Sheila.
Good morning. This is Sheila Brown again. If you're just coming on, we want to receive some praise reports and for you all to tell us how good the Lord has been. Yesterday, the line was really, really fired up. And I know if God did it yesterday, he's doing the same thing today. So come forth with those praise reports. There's none too small for the Lord. So come on forward, people of God.
Praise good morning. The Lord. Praise the Lord. Go ahead, sister. I can wait.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Ambassador-elect Jerry Hall. Good morning to everyone, Chief Ambassador. Good morning.
God bless you. Good morning.
I am just happy to be on the prayer line. I have been quiet, but I have been on here pretty much every day, and I just love to hear everyone's voices of excitement. Sometimes I get ready to say my prayer report, and somebody beat me to it. Then I try again and again, and somebody beat me to it. And so it's really a good feeling to know that everyone has a praise report, and I just thank the Lord on today. Amen.
Let me just ask you something, Sister Jerry. I know your testimony, but I can't call the name of that attack that the enemy put on you. But we can see that you healed today, greatly healed. Amen. What was that?
Diagnosed with Guillain-Barré syndrome, where my immune system attacked my nervous system.
And you couldn't move. I remember
that
I came to the hospital.
I was paralyzed, and I had to relearn how to walk and feed myself. So I just thank the Lord for recovering me. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I think about that, and that right there, just waking up, gets me excited. So I just thank the Lord on today.
I remember when we came to the hospital for you and prayed with you, and my God, God restored you completely. I never forget the first day you came to church after that. My God, you just, oh my, the Lord used you to just set the whole church on fire. Oh my God, and you were shaking.
I was a shouting maniac for the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I was crazy if
Thank
you didn't know
Jesus.
What was going on. When my toes, when my toenails hit that church door, I was on, praising the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Came in shouting in the church. And that was my prayer. I just remembered, Lord, thank you. Because I prayed and asked God. I said, Lord, whenever they get on the ground, let them feel the Holy Ghost. Even before they get into the service. My God. And that happened with you. Amen. What a wonderful blessing that was. So I want to encourage you, Sister. You know, it's early for me, right? Sister Jerry, I got you. I got you. I want to encourage you. Amen. You really were blessed. And every time you stand now, every time you stand, there's a blessing for the house. Thank God for you.
Thank
All
you,
right.
Pastor.
You're welcome. Back to you. God bless you. Back to you. I'm giving it back to you.
Praise God, Sister Jerry. And I agree with Chief Ambassador this morning. When you begin to talk, my heart was just overwhelmed. I just feel your joy here in Kansas. And like the pastor said, you're healed. You've already been healed. And I just feel it. And I thank the Lord that you spoke up today to be an encouragement in my life. May God bless you.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning to everyone. This is Betty Johnson in Kansas City. I've been trying to give this praise report for 2 days now. God came through for me on Sunday. Somebody came to me and put some money in my hands, didn't know that I was down to my last couple of dollars in my account. And I'm wondering, God, it's in your hands. What am I going to do for gas for next week? My husband had been out of town. And I said, God, it's in your hands. I don't know what to do. This person came to me and said, I was getting ready to do something else, and God put your name right on this spot. And I just thank God for it because I was able to do what I needed to do. God is so awesome. He is so ultra awesomely good. God bless everyone.
God bless you. Thank you.
I didn't know. Okay. I believe the Lord did
everything.
That. So that a miracle can happen to you, to encourage you. Thank God for it. Go ahead, Sister Brown.
Good morning. We just received a praise report this morning. Thank God for that beautiful testimony, Sister Johnson. He will do exceedingly and abundantly, and I just thank him because that reminds me of my husband. Sometimes when he was away, God just blessed me apart from him, just showing me that he can bless me apart from my husband, just showing me he got me covered. So that's a beautiful testimony. May God continue to bless you. We're taking praise reports this morning. Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Ambassador Lake Cobb in Texas. I don't want to just take over the line, but God is just so awesome. I thank the Lord for blessing me to see another day. And I don't know if y'all have been seeing the news, but they're having floods here in Houston, but the Lord is protecting us. We live on the 26th floor, and we could just look at our window and see the cars, the water just over the hoods of the car. Just you can't even see the car, but God is good to us. So y'all continue pray for this city, and I thank everybody on the prayer line, all your prayers, all the love, all the joy, and y'all have a blessed day.
Amen. You too. God bless you. Thank you. And we will be praying for that water in Jesus' name.
Stop right now, Sister Brown. Stop right now. And pray for Sister Cobb and all of Houston. Amen. Because they are an emergency situation down there. I want to just, you know, I can pray, and God, I know God would hear the prayer and bless. But I want you all, many times when I do this, I want you all to experience the growth in the Holy Ghost. Somebody get that compassion. You gotta be able to put yourself there. Amen. See your car underwater. Amen. See the water coming up on your first floor, and seeing your stuff coming up. You got to move to the second floor because water is everywhere. And if you can feel that, then you can pray. Amen. Somebody who can have compassion on Sister Cobb and the people in Houston, all those people down there who are experiencing all this. Amen. They need help. And if you can feel that, then you ought to be able to feel that. You really should. And I know you do. So why don't you pray for the people in Houston? Amen. They are experiencing an emergency situation. Who will do that? Who will pray for it?
Oh, most gracious Father God, we come to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, I come to you just repenting and confessing that I know I've sinned and I've come short of your glory. So, Father God, I ask you now in the name of Jesus, would you please forgive me of sins of omission, sins of commission in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we come here, you said, well, there's two or three. Lord, then it's done. Father God, we come to you pleading the blood of Jesus over that water situation in Houston, Texas, Lord. Father God, yes, that do affect us because that's our sisters and brothers being affected by that water, Lord God. I just receive it in my heart that we're supposed to pray, Lord. Father, I just ask you whatever you need to do in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. I just ask that you will restore, that you will help the people today, Lord. I cry out for today, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. People been giving me gallons of water, Lord God, so I know it's something connected with this water. I don't know what, Lord, but Lord God, I just ask your blessings to protect them, to cover their loved ones, whatever you have to do, Lord God. Would you do it for them today, Lord, in the name of Jesus? Would you move mightily on their behalf, Lord? Would you let them recover all in the name of Jesus, Lord? And if the devil trying to do something that he's not supposed to, we know you got all power in your hand. And Lord God, we just thank you for working it out in advance. We just praise you for the sister coming forward today so we can have the opportunity to pray for her and to stand in the gap and intercede for the people, Lord. We just thank you for your grace and your mercy and your love. Thank you for what you have done. Thank you for what you're doing now. Thank you for what you're going to do in the mighty, precious, powerful name of Jesus Christ. We just thank you, Lord. We love you. We praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much.
God bless you.
All right, Sister Brown, get maybe a couple more of your boot time.
Good morning. Good morning. We're just looking for more praise support. I think I heard Brother Lonnie.
Yes, this is Brother Lonnie. He's coming from Kansas City.
Talk a little louder, brother. Talk a little louder.
Good morning. This is Brother Lonnie coming from Kansas City. Amazing Grace. Should I say Minister Lonnie? But I don't want to go there this morning.
Not yet.
I just want to say thank you, Lord, for the day, and I'm just happy to be here amongst some prayer warriors. That was a powerful, powerful prayer. It gave me chills. I felt the Spirit moving with that prayer. And I just know that God is going to do some miraculous things in Jesus' mighty name, Lord. You can do all things except for
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus.
And I just thank him this morning for that prayer. I thank the Lord for all the prayers for all the saints that pray for me and my battles. And I just feel my strength growing in the Lord. I constantly stay in that word and constantly stay in my meditation on God, and it's just giving me the ability to foresee, you know, things. And I'm not gonna go into details on that because we just gotta remain strong and remain in the Lord and just continue to pray for the strength in His Word. And I just thank Him on this morning. I just praise Him today because He is worthy to be praised. Amen.
Amen. Praise God for you, Brother Lonnie. Thank you so much. Will there be any more praise reports this morning?
One more.
One more report, praise report, please.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I just want to thank everybody. It's nice to hear everybody's voice and y'all's praise reports. And I'll be praying for those people in Houston. They need lots of prayers. All that blood. And y'all just, y'all all have a blessed day, and I love y'all all. And God is so good. He is awesome. I love God. So y'all all have a blessed day, okay?
Yes, ma'am. You too. Thank you. God bless you.
All right, Sister Sheila, I want to thank you so much. You did a great job. I feel the excitement in your voice, and I praise God for you. I want to ask everyone on the line, let's take a moment today and pray for this election process, that the president of the United States will be the one that God wants, that God will step in. And they have in that New York, the caucus today, and people voting all over New York. And it's going to make a difference. New York makes a difference. It could turn the curve and everything else. So let's just ask God to let his will be done on whoever he wants to be president, that it will be done. All right. Who can pray for that today? We already started our prayer request. I'm starting out with that. Anybody can pray for whoever God. Just let God's will be done. That's what we want. Amen. Anybody? Can you pray for that? Pray for this election of the president. All right. Thank you, God. Does anybody want to pray for that?
Gracious Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you today. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your tender mercies. God, we thank you how you've been with us all the time, how you always made ways and opened doors for us. God, you see and you know nothing is hid from you. In the name of Jesus, look on this election, God. Let it be the one that you are calling for. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, look on the rulers and governors everywhere. Give them to make the right decision. God, we're your people, and we're crying out to you. We know that it's all in your hand, that we can't do anything without you. We're just looking to you today. We bless your name today for all of your goodness. How you always made ways.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you today, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your tender mercy. God,
thank you
for this prayer line. Thank you for all the people on the line. Thank you for your people everywhere. God, our eyes, we don't know what to do in such a condition, but our eyes are on you, and we're looking for you to bless us and to take us through whatever comes. God, you promised to be with us always, and we're looking to that. In Jesus' name, thank the Lord. Amen.
Thank the Lord.
Thank you so much. All right, let's move to our prayer request today. And you have enough. Are you awake and you got enough energy and get the prayer request? The line is open to you. Anyone want to do that? If so, the line is open to you. Anyone? All right, let's open it up for any prayer request this morning. If you have one, come forth. Amen. Let's pray for it. Pray about it. That God will give you a miracle. The line is open to you for any prayer requests. All right.
Good morning. Good morning, Pastor. This is Brother Lonnie, Kansas City, Amazing Grace. All right. Good morning. God bless you and Dr. Johnson, Dr. Betty Johnson, on this morning. I thank him once again for allowing me to be present. I just have a prayer request that the Lord continue to keep me. I pray for my mother that he will allow her to have the ability to the strength to keep moving, you know, and the ability to come to church with me one Sunday. I'm praying for that. And I just pray for obedience. I'm trying to do this fast right now, and I messed up and ate an egg last night, man. That boiled egg was calling my name, and I ate that egg, man. I felt bad eating it, though. I was, Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. I just want to be strengthened. I just want my obedience to be real. I just want everything about me to be for the Lord. And, you know, he's working with me, and I just thank him for that. I am so thankful and humbled that he is giving me the opportunity to serve him and to do his will. So I'm just praying for obedience, you know, in my life, that I can continue to hear his voice or you know, to listen for his voice and his guidance to, you know, be stronger in him. So I thank you for that, Pastor.
All right. Let me say this to you, Brother Lonnie. Amen. We're just going from 12 midnight to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Amen. In the name of Jesus, the Lord releases you to nourish yourself after 3 o'clock. Amen. So that egg that was calling you, don't worry about it. All right.
All right.
Hey, God, for the young Christians. Amen. God bless your day. They really keep me energized. Thank you so much.
All right.
Go up to 3 o'clock. After 3 o'clock, you may nourish yourself. You may eat, okay? And then go up to 12 o'clock. At 12 o'clock midnight, don't eat anything, please.
Okay.
And then fast all the way up to 3 o'clock the next day. That's about 16 hours. That's a great sacrifice, y'all. That's a great sacrifice. So, nobody can, you know, well, some of us have done that, fasted 40 days and 40 nights. But let me just say to you, you want to have wisdom in fasting.
Yes.
I know I fasted 1,000 days, consecutive days, every day for 1,000 days. That's about close to 3 years. But you got to have wisdom, because you can mess up your system and other things. You can't. I take that back. You won't mess up your system, anybody. But be careful. You know, have wisdom with it.
Amen.
I got a book on that 1,000 consecutive days of fasting. That will bless your whole life. And if you read it, you'll get not one miracle, but numerous. Everybody's read that book and received numerous miracles. Amen. God bless you. All right, let me go back to my prayer request. If you have anybody else who has a prayer request, please make it known. It's available to you.
Good morning. This is Sheila. Go ahead.
This is Ambassador Elect Johnson in Texas. I praise God this morning for all that he's done. I'm asking you all to pray with me for my cousin Kevin. I had her on the line several times. She's the one that has the cataract in both eyes, and we were.
And what's your name again? What's your cousin's name?
Carolyn.
Carolyn, okay.
And we're asking God to heal her. Right at the end of the prayer line yesterday, I got an emergency call that she had been rushed to the emergency room, and at this point, she is in ICU. She had stopped breathing, but now they got her back as far as the breathing. The Lord blessed. But I'm asking you to pray for her. She's on a ventilator. And last night they said she opened her eyes. But I know God is able to heal her. And I'm asking God to work a miracle in her life. And I'm asking you to be in agreement with me. Thank you.
And when you just stand the proxy for her. Right now, I'm going to stop right now and pray for her. Amen. Will you do that, Sister Johnson?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to pray for you in the name of Jesus. Lord,
thank
I don't
Lord.
Ask you for me. I want to thank you for hearing my prayer.
Amen.
You told me